This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Lawmakers got good and not so good news from state economists. They project a weakening economy, but say the state's budget picture has slightly improved. CPR's Benta Berkland with more.
Colorado is still facing a roughly $1 billion budget shortfall. Greg Sobetsky is a nonpartisan legislative economist. He told the legislature's Joint Budget Committee there's a lot of uncertainty at the federal level, and he said there's a chance the state could be in a much better position than what economists show, or much worse.
You should know that there are real consequences that aren't even anticipated here based on the risks that we're showing.
Colorado's economy is expected to grow, and some of the pressures on the state's budget could slightly ease. Lawmakers are required to pass a balanced budget, and cuts still loom. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Lawmakers have filed an emergency petition to prevent a popular immigrants' rights activist from being deported by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE agents detained Jeanette Vizguerra Monday morning. She's currently being held at the Geo Detention Center in Aurora. Her family's asking for her release. Advocate and close friend Arnie Carter.
It's a signal trying to scare the community. There's no doubt that she was singled out. She's been very vocal and has called out Donald Trump many times. It's no surprise at all.
Vizguerra's family says her detention violates the Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution. You're listening to CPR News.